And now, back live to the Clayton Crown Hotel, London, with Sean Doherty.
And you're very welcome back. Hello to Gerald Tolan and wife Fidelma, who are here in Cricklewood tonight from Mum in Kilrain, and our good friends from Buncrana living in London. Best wishes to Philomena and Martin McCarran from Robert, Rosemary Callahan and family. Hope you have a great night. We're all tuned in here. Many thanks, Sean, and great to have your company. Hello to Bridget Scott of Fannad. Hello, Mum, from Geraldine and Paul here tonight in the function. And they're from Harrow, it says. And to Fionnuala Wallace of Burt, listening into the show tonight with brothers Seamus and Dennis. And this is for Breed McCafferty and all the Wanish family from Baltony and Gortahawk, from Sheila O'Donnell. And hello to Kevin, Susie, Philomena, Craig, Packy and Anne of High Glen Carrigor. Big hello from the Meehan family in Watford. And a big happy birthday to Tommy, who's here tonight in London as well. And Mary and John Campbell in Fintown, from all the girls in London. Hello to Eileen, Kevin, Sarah, Cahill and Reese and Glen Swilly from Caroline. Well, I have a gentleman with me. He's been standing for quite a while, and he's on the crutches. He's a brave lad. He's Tony Gallagher, originally from Frost. He's 56 years in London, living in Edgware, in North London. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah.
Even though you're standing with those crutches, yes. How many operations?
Four on the hip. Three on one side, one on the other. Four hip operations, plus major cancer operation.
Yeah, you had a big one.
Yeah. This is 5 years now. I got a clearance last year. Don't have to come back for another year, so...
Big relief.
Yeah.
So, Tony, you came over here as a labourer 56 years ago.
That's right, yeah. Pure necessity. I think there's everybody else, yeah. Things were very... The late 50s, early 60s were really... something else. You know, there was no money around here, in Ireland especially. I was lucky enough, got a job 21 years with Murphy, the company, and then done a bit on my own for another 30 odd years. You know, met a lot of people, made a lot of friends, a lot of good people.
And Murphy's a big outfit.
Yeah, yeah, I knew them personally, most of the family, because my brother was with them in the 50s, and got to know them pretty well, yeah.
And when you came over, I mean, you worked as a labourer. Had you any idea what you were letting yourself in for?
None. And no intentions of staying. A few months and go home. And done that for a couple of years. And then I got settled and got married. I still go back quite a lot. And spend about the last 4 years now. I spend about 4 months a year back there. Different trips. Keeps me in touch.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
And again, you went into business yourself, so was that a tough transition?
It was, yeah. You know, you're a bit worried at a family, and you're a bit worried where the wages are going to come from. You know, you've got to find it for yourself. It takes a little while to get adjusted to it, but it's a good pleasure, and when you do get it, you know, I like the idea of working for myself.
And how helpful was it having, you know, the Irish connection when you were looking for contracts?
Oh yeah, very good, yeah, very, very good. Yeah, then very few people had ever let you down, you know. And quite a bit of council work as well, Barnard Counselling. We'd run about 15 years with them, and you got on pretty well. But too old for it then, I had to pack it in.
What kind of work with the council?
It was mostly carriageway and footpath and that type of thing, yeah. A lot of reinstating after, like, cable television and people like that, start companies, and then you had to come along and reinstate after them.
I suppose the big transition, the big change, Tony, I imagine, over the years was health and safety.
Yeah, that was the big, I think back on it, you know, it's unreal now, the difference, you know. As the bloke said to me once, he said, when I went to work in the morning, I took off my jacket and turned up my sleeves. He said, now they arrive in the morning and they put on a jacket.
So, sadly, you lost your wife, Winifred.
Yeah, that's 19 years ago now, yeah. She was sick for about 2 years, which was sort of downhill from there on. Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, yeah. I had two sons, and they stood by me pretty good. They done okay.
And was Winifred from Donegal?
No, Tipperary, yeah. I'll go back there as well quite a bit. Still visit the people. I was there about 2 weeks ago now. I just got back Thursday from Donegal. weather wasn't great, but it's still home.
Tell me about your son. Is it Tony?
Yeah. Yeah, he, when he finished in university, he went into journalism. And he worked in the West Country for a while. And then he came to London. And he went with the Mail. Then he done the First Iraq War for 2 years. Correspondent. Came back from that and got married. The Mail transferred him to New York for a 3-year contract, and they took him back after 18 months because he was getting a good offer, and he came back to London, stayed with the Mail, took 15 years in total, and then he transferred to the Telegraph. He was editor of the Telegraph for 5 years.
Editor?
Yeah, chief editor. And he finished up going to Mr. Murdoch, the Sun newspaper, about 18 months ago.
He was the editor of the Sun?
Pardon? Yeah.
Is he still the editor? He's the
chief editor, yeah. Yeah, he's also like a, I'm not sure what title he has with it, executive something.
Tony, when he went to Iraq, how worried were you for him in that zone?
Yeah, we were, yeah, because, you know, he was in quite a bit of it, you know, reporting that him, if you weren't in the thick of it, you weren't, yeah. He got injured once, only slightly. American Air Force or somebody looked after him for a couple of weeks. But it was a big experience to spend a couple of years there. He stays in the background. He never appears much on television. He always carried staff with him for that. He kind of avoids the television. He was on quite a bit. Nearly anybody and everybody. Even had the privilege of showing the Queen around at Chelsea Flower Show. And he meets up with quite a lot of people, but he never discusses it very much with. He might just casually mention it. You know. So.
Well, I'm going to let you get back to your dinner, Tony.
Yeah, okay.
It's lovely to meet you.
Lovely. Thanks for the interview.
Tony, it's a pleasure. Tony Gallagher, originally from Frosses, 56 years. In London, and here at the Donegal Association's big night out. Could you play a special request for March and Philomena McCarran from Buncrana, who are at the ball tonight? Hope they have a great night. It comes from your mum and all in Kinnego. Thanks, Sean. We're really enjoying the listening tonight. And to Hughie and Catherine Boyle of Gortner Lake in Creasley, who are listening in. And Sean, listening in Galway. Sounds like I missed a good night. Big hello to Tony, Phil, and the family, and the great team that makes these nights so enjoyable, from Maurice McFadden. Sarah and John Cannon here tonight in London, and Noel and Gabriel of course, and we'll hopefully catch up with. They're downstairs at the dinner at the moment. We're going to get them up here for a wee chat. Noel Cunningham, of course, and Gabriel, who's a bit of a TV star at the moment herself, she's here. Gavin and Jay and Armagh, by the way, sent that one, and listening online tonight. And Gerald Tolan and wife Adelma here in Cricklewood tonight, again from Mum in Kilrain. More to chat to. First of all, a break. Yes, indeed. And Seamus McGee there. Come home, Danny boy. There's nobody going home here tonight, I can tell you. Mairead Gallagher's here from Kilcar as well. And Mairead, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Having a good night?
Having a brilliant night. It's been a fantastic event so far. Just really wanted to say a big hello to James Gallagher from Cron Road, Granda. Missing you a lot. And Mary Dan from Grice Lodge in Patigo. Really miss yous over here, and I think yous would really love this event. And big thank you to everybody involved for throwing a fantastic event for Donegal.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mairead.
It's okay. Thank you.
That's Mairead Gallagher from Kilcar there. And we're going to Bala Buffet now. And Kate Merritt, who's with us, she's been living here now for 32 years, and my old friend, I shouldn't call him old, Eamon Hone, I hope he's listening with Mary there in Derry, but because he knows I'm over here, and he said he'd be listening, and I hope he is, because his nephew Martin is here. He's a shy one. He's not a bit like you, Eamon, I can tell you. And Kate, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So again, 32 years, you've been here a lifetime.
A lifetime, aye. More than a lifetime. Yeah.
And again, what have you been doing here?
Mostly bar work and running pubs and stuff like that. Yeah,
but that'd be tough, yeah. Right? Tough.
It was tough. Still involved with Bala Buffet.
And what bars were you involved in?
Sorry?
What bars?
Oh, mostly all Irish pubs and stuff like that. That was about it.
And tell me about the link to the Finn Valley.
Started running with Pat McGonigal when I was 6 years old, even before Finn Valley existed in Glanties, and still involved with athletics even to this day over here, and still keep in touch with them, and still keeping Balbofey as my home, and that's it.
So who's the shy one?
Oh, he's not shy. That's Martin and I, my other half for the last 15 years, so brilliant. So,
and Uncle Eamon's listening.
And, well, hello, Uncle Eamon and Mary.
Listen, Kate, have a great night.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's okay. Kate Merritt there, who's from Ballybuffet. And we've got a double act here now. We heard about them. They were mentioned, a wee bit earlier to us. And we've got a couple who've just got married within the last few weeks. So he's just gone to grab the wife, which is a good idea. Anthony, good to see you. And Grace.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Now, Grace, I heard all about you from your dad, actually, because he was telling me that you loved Donegal so much that you decided to marry there.
We did. I must have been about four, and I remember I was tiny. I remember saying to Dad, one day I'm going to get married to the hills of Donegal, because there was such a big thing about the hills of Donegal when we were in London. You know, Dad really bred it into us. And yeah, we did. Now 25, and yeah, met this man, Glenty's man.
Just coincidence, I'm from Donegal, like, yeah. But it worked out well in the end of it. It's fantastic.
So where did you meet Anthony?
We met at the Vintage Day in London, in Greenford, about 3 years ago. And
there by choice, I was working, so I could.
It was a match made in heaven, so
He was in his Donegal jersey and his flared jeans and his Timberland boots, and so that's what happened there.
Yes. And you've been married now for 3 weeks.
3 weeks, so it's been a busy couple of weeks for us now, but fantastic now, Sean. We're really enjoying tonight now, and hopefully everything is great to see you back here now, Sean. You spoke very well last year. It was lovely to have you back here again.
Oh, that's very nice. Thanks, Anthony. Now, you own your own plant hire. I mean, you're young. You're young to be in that game. You own your own plant hire company.
Yeah. It just started. We started about 3 years ago, but since Grace came on the scene now, things have escalated quickly now. So, yeah, we're just starting out now, but thank God things are going well so far. So, hopefully we'll be up and coming now, hopefully.
And what do you do in the company?
Oh, I'm the gopher. Do this, do that. Get calls during the day, and I say, hello, how are you, wife? And then there'll be a job. There'll be an invoice or something that needs doing. But he's so driven, and it's hard to keep up with him sometimes, you know. But he comes in the evenings, there's a new idea for tomorrow. And so hopefully, you know, things are going really well for him. So please God, they'll be onwards and upwards from now. Yeah.
And how worried were you about Brexit?
To be honest, we're small scale, so Brexit didn't really worry us, but I suppose it brings about new opportunities maybe, and things might change, so hopefully we're not too worried now. Hopefully.
Yeah, and people tell me that, you know, the life's changed here, it's good again. I mean, obviously they went through recession just like Ireland, but things have improved, that there is work here.
Well, there's one thing about London anyway, if you know another Donegal man, you're not too far away from work, so we've always been well looked after here. And that's why these things are brilliant. People look after each other, and that's just the Donegal way, isn't it? So, yeah, we've always been looked after. So hopefully now it'll always stay the same, and we'll be busy. So,
and a very proud night for you.
Yeah, it is. My dad's he's done really well. He's never in the house. He's always gallivanting, doing this and that for others. And no, we're delighted. But I just want to say hello to Nanny and Grandad in Tipperary, who would love to have been here, and they'd be delighted to hear from us. So yeah. That's it. Hopefully it'll be a good night.
Because your dad was telling me he worked in the Wormwood Scrubs. He worked with people who were, you know, life-term prisoners. Do you remember him going to work? And do you remember, like, being conscious of him working in a jail?
No. I remember Dad getting in the rough jeans on a Saturday, and he'd be going off doing his own kind of, you know, the pave and all that. That's where Dad loved to be. Don't really remember him now doing that, but he, wherever he was, he always had a good time. Dad would always have a story or two, but that's.
And are you involved in the football too?
I'm not involved in the football now. I've been asked to go a few times, but I think they know better now. But Michael has he just never stops. I mean, if it's not for his family, it's for his friends or this or do he needs to go to. He's just a fantastic man. He's just really a great role model for myself and for other men, you know. He's brilliant, fantastic.
I know he feels the same way about you too. Anthony and Grace, happy life we wish for you, and lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you, Sean. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. That's Anthony O'Callaghan there with Grace, and they got married just a few weeks ago. You're listening to us live from Cricklewood in London. It's a great night. It's the Donegal Association's get together, and we're having good fun here. And the dinner's going on, and we're talking to guests for the next half an hour or so. So stay with us. It's 086 77 00 555 if you want me to say hi to anybody who's here. 086 77 00 555. We'll be speaking to the another special guest. The special guest is Father Brendan McBride, of course, the president. Give him a fantastic award last year. We'll be talking about that as well. But in the meantime, we'll take a short break. Come back to us after.
And now, back live to the Clayton Crown Hotel London with Sean Doherty.
Yeah, welcome back. I've got Darren McGlynn with me. He's from Buncrana. Darren, you want to say hello to a few people at home?
Yes, I sure do, yeah. I'd like to say a big shout out to Josephine and Philip McGlynn, my parents, and to the Eccleses and to the Fletchers.
We actually climbed a hill, me and your parents, didn't we?
Yes, you sure did.
Father Neil.
Back in the day, yeah. That's a long time ago.
You having a good night?
Yeah, very good night, yeah. But I'm in with my two bosses from UK Recruiting. Having a great night, yeah. So, yeah.
It's only starting.
Yeah, it's only starting just yet, yeah. A couple of drinks in, but yeah, it's a great night.
Have a great night.
Yeah, will do. Thank you very much.
That's Darren McGlynn there from Buncrana, saying hello to a few people at home. And I've got with me now Dara O'Brien, who's I've heard a lot about because he's in business here. The fact is, three together, I think, Dara, involved in the business. Good to see you.
Thank you, Sean. How are you?
Good. Originally from Burt?
Yeah, Burt, County Donegal. Lovely place.
Yeah, and you were involved. Is there two other guys involved with you in the company?
Yeah, there's three of us all together. Sean, myself, Michael Hickerty, Buncrana, and PJ McDermott from Burt also.
No PJ, yeah.
You know PJ, you do.
Indeed. And Michael, good to see you as well.
Hi, Sean. How's things?
Nice to see you both. So tell me about the business, how you started it up.
We started up in 2013, Sean. I'm over here in London about 11, 12 years myself, in construction all along. Just worked my way up through the ladder, and myself and PG had always been close. Michael came over about 5, 6 years ago over to London. We worked together in a few jobs, and we always kind of wanted to do something. So labour hire seemed kind of the way to go for us. So we started up a labour hire company, and we went from there, and things has gone from strength to strength.
Brilliant. And Michael, your family background would be business as well?
That's right. My father was in the construction business back home, so out of good knowledge of construction. As Darren says, the two of us started up the company here 3 years ago now. Going well. Looking forward to the years ahead.
And recruitment is it you're involved with?
It's labour supply, yeah. We supply trades and labour to the construction industry, all throughout London and the home counties.
A lot of Irish still involved?
A lot of Irish, a lot of Eastern Europeans as well, as you know. But the problem is the Irish are coming over here well educated, so they're more into construction management, county surveying, jobs like that, more high end.
So if the young people listening at the moment, you know, at home and they fancy maybe putting their toe in the water over here, a company like yours, what can you do for them?
Well, John, we do anything from, like, you know, general labours right up to site management, country surveying, engineering, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter what skills they come over here uneducated. I mean, we can cater for them, you know. We can, you know, there's always something in London for them if they want to, if they're a worker, you know, as long as they can work and they want to work and they come over here with the right attitude, they do well in London.
Because a lot of the guys from Inishowen in particular, you know, during the recession, you know, they were getting great work in Ireland, and all of a sudden, you know, areas like Condon, it just suddenly stopped.
That's right, and there seems it's easier picking up back home again, so therefore we wouldn't see as many areas coming over here now. But like at the end of the day, if it's picking up back home, it's also a good sign. So
it's always a good sign when you see the cranes up, isn't it?
That's it. I hear that Dublin's picking up massively, so it could be an option for ourselves.
Listen, both of you, have a great night tonight. Good to see you here.
No problem, Sean. Thank you, Sean.
That's Dara O'Brien and Michael Hegarty there. And if you're interested in work here, that's a recruitment company to look out for. Young guys here for this big night, the Donegal Association's big night here in London. WG in Omagh says, Sean, the show so interesting, really enjoying it. Well, I'm glad that's what it's all about. We're having a good time bringing it to you. Damien and Rita Barber, who are at the function here tonight, miss you loads. And that comes from Granny Barber as well, who's thinking of you. Well, I know this guy. Anyway, come on in, Tommy, your old friend Eamon. I'll be listening. Yeah, we just had a little fanfare for you there, Tommy. So, Tommy, you've got one of the biggest tunnelling companies in the world.
Not really. I wasn't thinking. We're a pretty big company, all right, but
how many people?
Well, it varies. A peak is about 600, from 600 to 400. Obviously, at the moment we're working at about 200 or 300 people.
Now, you travel a lot. I mean, you're here, you're involved in the Crossrail. Is that just finished?
Crossrail is just finished, yeah. We're involved now in the Northern Line extension. And we're also involved in the Middle East project in Dubai. And they're building a lot of the... Because the biggest women's university in Riyadh is in Riyadh, in the Middle East. The women are not allowed to drive there, so we're putting a metro in there so the women can get to the university.
Let me get this straight, because I know you were telling me this last night. Last year, I don't know whether you'd just begun the project. Because women aren't allowed to drive there, they're actually building a tube line, basically, a line, exactly, to get to the university for women.
Yeah. But it's also it's going to be a big help to the city, because it comes chocker blocked during the day and night, and there's no other means of traffic, so it is well overdue. But especially for women and children going to school in the mornings and things like that.
And Tommy, how would the work environment differ, say, working on the underground in London and then going over to a place like Saudi Arabia?
Once you go underground, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. The biggest thing I see in like society and places like that is the security. You've got to go over there, check out the security, make sure everybody's working safely. And that is, once the boys know they're working safely, they're in compounds and they get on to work, because safety is the most important thing. But tunneling is all the same. No matter what part of the world you're in, it's still the same.
And you've two brothers, Tony, and your wife Nora, of course, is really important in the work, as well as obviously being your wife. She works very hard for the company too.
She does all the administration work for the company. Yeah, we're a very tight knit company. We have just a few people, and everybody's accounted for.
And when you have a responsibility like maybe 500 people working for you, I mean, the pressure there, how do you cope with the pressure there?
Well, no, we sort of single it out. We give everybody a responsibility, and that's their responsibility, and they look after that responsibility. And it makes it a lot easier, because I know these people for years, and we'll divide that out between the gangs, and we got people responsible looking after those gangs, and that works. It makes it a lot of life easy enough.
So I was on the underground today. Most people would be familiar with the underground. Talk about the kind of work you do with the underground.
Well, at the moment we're doing, as you know, things have advanced in years. Not like the old days when we were everything was done by hand. Now there's these TBMs. It's all push button work. Like it's a sort of factory underground. But still, all having said that, there's a lot of heavy machinery down there, and you've got a big responsibility. You've got to grade these men going down and make sure that they know what they're doing, because although we couldn't harm ourselves much later when we were doing it, but there's that much machinery there now, is one slip and somebody's can, you know, so health and safety is top notch here, you know.
So you'll be here tonight with, you know, competitors in business. This is a big get together every year.
Oh yeah, it's a big get together every year. We meet all the up with all the boys. Matter of fact, there's a big get together in Killybegs a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it because I was in the Middle East. But we meet up, and we run a good big charity do here in London as well. We are involved in several charities, and we all get together and we support those charities, and that's, and you know, we have to give something back, you know, because life's been good to us.
It's good attitude, Tommy. Great to see you. Enjoy the night.
Okay. Same with you, Sean. Thank you very much.
Tommy Gallagher there. TG Tunnelling Limited, originally from Ardraw, here with his wife, Nora, here in London. Great evenings. Entertainment here as well. A lot of people, obviously a packed crowd, as it always is. We've got a very special guy coming up. He's actually the special guest tonight, of course. He's come over from San Francisco. Father Brendan McBride. We'll be chatting to him in a moment. Hello to Nelly and Fidelma McCarry of Kildare and Creasla and all the McCarry family. Love you from Jared and Kathy. Hello to my wife, Kathleen, who will be listening in Glasgow, and also my cousins, the Cole family, Ballyboe, Fulcara, come from over. Jamie McFadden of Glenswilly, hello to Mum and Dad Maureen and Charlie McFadden, a big hello from Marie, and have a great night here in London. Well, I mentioned a very special guest, it's Father Brendan McBride, and I think you might have just delivered your speech, Father. It's great to see you.
Thank you, it's good to be here.
And we've spoken many times, we've spoken over, usually on the phone from America, of course.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
Father, talk us through your role in America.
Well, I run the Irish Immigration Pastor Center in San Francisco, and I'm also the coordinator for Irish Apostolate USA, which has 5-6 centers across Chicago, Boston, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, obviously. And we try to meet the needs of the young arrivals. Kind of one-stop shop, jobs, housing, immigration, whatever's going.
And you mentioned the needs, like, what needs are there today compared to, let's say, 20, 30 years ago?
They're different. The needs are there, but they're different. Still, there's the need to meet people, to befriend people, to have friendships, even though a lot of them come with connections through the internet and through various technology things. They still need to meet people. So we would have, say, for the young grads, once a month we'll have a meet-up night and then introduce them to companies in Silicon Valley where we have Irish CEOs and senior positions and all the major companies.
And Father, you obviously were recognised by the President of Ireland recently. That was a huge moment for you. Tell us about that.
It was very moving, very humbling in many ways, because I know lots of people that do so much that I would look up to, you know, and here am I getting this honour. But yeah, I was very delighted to get it, and the President was very gracious and wonderful in thanking us. Yeah.
Well, it's a great pleasure seeing you tonight. Enjoy your night. I know you've been received very well, and have a great night. I know Father Brian's with you. I think, did you come to Letterkenny at the same time?
No, I kind of, when he came to Letterkenny, he was only a little cub, like, you know. He was green around the ears, but we introduced him. No, he was a great man always from day one.
Well, it's great to see you. Great to see you.
Thanks.
Father Brendan McBride there. Now, we're going to take a short break. Come back to us afterwards.
And now, back live to the Clayton Crown Hotel London with Sean Doherty.
Yeah, welcome back. And we mentioned Father Brian there. Father Brendan, of course, big pals. And over for the first time tonight.
Yes, Sean, just want to say to you that Father Brendan and myself started working in Letterkenny in the cathedral in 1982 on the same day, in fact, on the first Sunday of July. But Brendan has gone to work in the United States as chaplain for the Irish Emigrants. He's done fantastic work. And I'm here just with him today to compliment him and to say thanks also for the wonderful work that he's done for so many of our people who have emigrated to the United States, and we're so pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you, and you know, it's a different experience over here. But, you know, I'm sure you recognise when you come to a place like this and you see people who've been living here for years and yet they're still just so Donegal.
Absolutely, and like so many of our people are a wee bit concerned at the moment about what has happened, you know, over the last number of weeks, and as is Father Brendan, and with the people he's working with in the commission in San Francisco, about what the future might be for those that are undocumented, you know. We're very, very concerned.
Nobody knows, really.
We don't know. But listen to you, Sean, and thank you very much for doing this program, and for all the people and for all the Highland listeners, to say fantastic work that you do the whole time.
Well, Father, thanks very much, and enjoy the night.
Thank you.
Father Brian Quinn there. Joseph Gallagher and Linda McGuinness Bigelow from Breed Gallagher here tonight at the function, and to Mark Monigal, Malinhead, Peter McGinley of Carrick, both living in London, over 20 years. Both on the committee of the Donegal London Association, and they were very kind to us, donated some of the tools and laptops for Africa, and Tiny Vaughan's here as well. He's taking all the pictures tonight, so you'll be getting to see them, and he did tremendous work for us with the Ray of Sunshine, and he's also involved in the Donegal Hospice Calendar as well. Big hello to Amanda Monigal, Rachel and Kathleen as well, and to the Cannon family in Kilcar and Donegal Town and Monaghan. Hello tonight from Sarah and from Eamon. So we've got Eugene Green in Lochinure. Eugene, I think we gave you a wee mention earlier on as well. You're here since 1988, so almost 30 years, Eugene.
That's right, yeah.
So what brought you over to London?
Came here to work. There was nothing at home, so that was it. I've been here ever since.
And did it take much adjusting to the big change from Lochinure to London?
Oh, massive change for the first couple of years, but you soon fall into it, and we carried on from there.
And what are you doing over here?
Mostly tunnelling. So it's all good. A lot of it going on at the moment.
You're in good company then.
Yeah. Yeah. All good.
Oh, the crack must be great tonight with the tunnellers.
Yes, load of the lads here tonight. So we always enjoy this. We've been coming here for the last 9 or 10 years, so
well,
we always have a good night here in the Crown.
We have Maureen with you as well, your wife. Your good wife is right. Maureen, nice to see you.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm not too bad. So good. Tell me about the get-together. How did you meet?
Oh, very romantic, in the Keys in Holloway Road, at the bottom of the stairs. Big romantic reunion. So we've known each other a few years, but we've been together now. We've been married for 12 years.
And has the accent rubbed off on you?
No, my family are all Donegal as well.
Right.
So, yeah, so we knew each other from home.
And how important is this night to you?
Oh, it's a lovely night. It's always a very nice night. And you've got to give great credit to the committee for the way they arrange it. And everybody makes such an effort and looks so lovely. It's a great night.
As do you. And have a great night tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Eugene Green and Maureen there over for this big night in London. And wouldn't be the same without the host with the most, Noel Cunningham, who's with us today. Noel.
You were just saying, sorry Noel, go ahead. I was just saying that any association away from home, a Donegal association in any city, does immeasurable good work. The association here in London does amazing work. Apart from all the charities that they help, apart from the launch of the calendar for the hospice, it's also everybody getting together, not just the wealthy, not just the people who've been successful, but sort of all manner of people from all walks of life. It's the big sort of diaspora getting together for a celebration of their own county, Donegal, here in London. Fabulous.
And how many times have you been here for this?
I think this is probably about my 10th year, and enjoying it every year more. Now it's 69 years this year, 70 next year, so it gets bigger and better all the time.
Well, you've got your big pal with you, who's a bit of a TV star now.
Oh, I'm seriously threatened.
Gabriel.
I'm going to be knocked off my perch.
Noel, I doubt you're knocked off it.
How are you?
I'm good, Sean, thanks. Yeah, so we're here at London and having a great night and meeting all the Donegal people that are here, so Yeah, as usual, sold out, so it's great to see it.
Now, we're going to save a bit, because you're coming in to me next week to talk about this new TV show, but you're over here taking the snaps tonight. They'll all be appearing in the papers online.
Yeah, my photographs will be appearing in the Letterkenny Post, Donegal Post and Donegal Now next week.
Look forward to seeing them.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Sean.
And Sean, thank you for coming over. And Lee and Danny, it's lovely to have Highland Radio here in London.
Thanks very much, Noel. And now the man who, we're going to have a chat to one lady before we get to Tony. And it's Clodagh, who's done amazing work for us and helped us so much with this again this year. Clodagh, great to see you.
Hi, John. Thank you very much, Noel.
Noel, that's good, that's good. Clodagh, tell me about the work that you do with the association.
We basically just do some fundraising and helping people in need, basically, is what we do, and sending money back to Donegal for different voluntary organisations that need the support.
And you do great work.
Absolutely, but it's really through Tony McFadden and all of the other great contractors and people that come out and support us that makes that happen.
I've got a big list here of people to say hello to for you. Maybe you want to do it yourself.
To Danny and Terry down in Ards, to Mara Hunter next door. We would also like to say hello to Mary Grace Kelly and to Maria Doherty, and of course to my brothers Aidan, Donal and Declan.
Lovely to see you, Clodagh. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you very much, Sean.
And the man that you've been praising is beside us now. It's a really big night and a busy night for him. He works so passionately for this organisation. Tony McFadden, lovely to see you, Tony. Thanks for having us over this year. Great to see you.
Delighted to have you over here, Sean, to celebrate our big night here. You know, it's fantastic having you over here and going back live. I have a lot of requests to put in here, Sean. I don't know how much time you have left.
Go ahead.
But I'll read out a few of these requests now, because if I don't, I'll have to go back to Fadcara. Kathleen Coyle, my cousin. Hello, Kathleen. John McCarry and Mary. I'd like to thank John Cannon and the Gidor Bar and his staff for the lovely meals I had when I was home. Geraldine and the Loft Bar also, where you do good food. You don't need to leave Fadcara if you want to go to a restaurant. I want to say hello to everybody in Newtown. I'd like to say hello to Peter and Mary Sweeney, or Mary Sweeney and Peter, because she's very precise, she's from Liverpool. So, anyone else, Madge McCarry and Jamestown, Newton, Joe Ferry and Marion, and two of Joe's daughters are over here. So, anyway, I'll hand you back to Sean.
Well, I'll just, Tony, chat about the work you do over here, because I know that you employ an awful lot of people and have done over the years, but how did it begin for you in London?
I just started off supplying labour at the beginning, 1987, and from there on then, we went into the water, which is mostly water we do now. All the Donegal people are delighted to hear this. A fat water meter, so I'll be coming back there, boys, to put in a meter for you. Hughie Nunnanam boys and John Joe Doyle don't like to get the water meters, but it's coming.
Well, we'll not talk about that one tonight, put everyone in a bad mood. But Philomena, your wife, she's originally from Sligo?
Philomena's from Sligo. I met her in London here many moons ago. We got married in 1977. So, and we have three children, Fiona, Paul and Emma. Fiona's had one little girl and she's expecting another one now at Christmas, so we're all delighted for her.
Could you just tell us briefly, Tony, about the place we're standing at the moment and the history of this Clayton Crown Hotel?
Well, originally this was known as the Crack. Most of them would all have heard the song, The Crack Was Good in Cricklewood, but they wouldn't leave the Crown. And the Crown was very famous one time where all the men come to, you get picked up in the morning, all the subbies would pick up all the men here. But it's a great transformation since then. It's been built by the hotel has been built by a Donegal company, Ardmore Construction, Cormac Burns from Killybegs. So I was delighted to be in here tonight, having a big do, and the hotel was built by a Donegal man.
Well, we've been 2 hours here, and it has flown. We've spoken to some fascinating people, Tony. Wouldn't happen without you, and thanks for having us here this year again.
It's a pleasure having you over, I'm delighted all the boys come back. We have 320 here tonight again, and we could probably have another 50, 60 without any effort, but the place doesn't hold them, and I'm sorry if I disappointed a lot of people, like, you know, on the phone up looking for tickets, but it's just like, you know, that everyone kind of repeat booking, like, you know.
And 70 years next year?
We'll be celebrating 70 years next year. We're hoping to get a very good honoured guest. We'll be doing our best to track him down this year. So I have Sean in the case, and Gabriel and Noel. So hopefully we'll get our man. We may have to move to a bigger venue, like, knowing the tickets may be a bit more expensive, but that's life in London.
Great to see you, Tony.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Thank you for coming, yeah.
Tony McFadden there, chairman of the Donegal Association. Bridgine Boyle of Glenties just out of hospital today. Hello and best wishes from Kieran. Enjoying the function tonight, and also for the Cannon family in Kilcarn, Donegal Town and Monaghan. Hello tonight from Sarah and from Eamon. And also to Joseph Kieran, Michael Green, Lochinvar, from Mum and Dad, Teresa and Bernard Green of Lochinvar, Breed, Winnie and Ellen from the gorgeous Teresa Green, Lochinvar. Keep walking, ladies. And hello to Teresa and Johnny McCall and Eileen Green from their favourite brother, Eugene, and his very glamorous wife, Maureen. Hello from London to the Lark in Keju from his favourite niece, Maureen, and also Eugene. And big hello to Jack and Neve O'Byrne of Mulladalf from Mum and Dad. It's Carrie and Rose. Roseline O'Byrne, and hello to Gemma, Eva and Gillian from Pat in Lochinvar. And special request to all Michael Cunningham's brothers and sisters and family in Cork, Mullingar, America, Wexford and London, especially those who were not able to travel tonight. We're having a great time, and love to all. Thanks to Lee, thanks to Murray. Danny, you've given a great hand to us tonight over here for the function as well. He's been invaluable. We're going to finish with a song. We're going to say good night from Cricklewood in London. Thanks for your company wherever you've been listening to us, and we'll go out with Foster and Alan, and we'll see you soon on the radio. Good night and God bless.